This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. Hi, sales champions. On today's show, we're going to take a look at you. That's right, you. Please don't let this make you feel uncomfortable. In actual fact, we're going to be talking about liberating you, the real you. And also in this week's episode, we're going to discuss how to get on a winning streak. And more importantly, we're going to take another look at the problem of price. Now let's talk about you. Whether you're selling cars, working in advertising, or hawking hot dogs, you are your brand and, of course, your product. Never forget that. In order to be successful, you must learn to cultivate your brand and sell your wares through your personal strengths. When you know yourself and show people just who you are, you can accomplish almost anything. Being unaware of your strengths and weaknesses, likes and dislikes, abilities and inabilities, you know what it's like trying to drive a car without gas. You can push the pedal, you can flash the lights, and you can spin the wheel all you want, but you're not going to get anywhere. So the aim is to know and understand the real you, and then figure out your biggest motivators, perfect your personal style, and make yourself more confident, enthusiastic, charming, and better prepared. How you connect with other people using your charm, intelligence, authenticity, humor, and of course your looks is a barometer of how well you'll persuade, inspire, and gain confidence, and how much money you'll end up making. Every day, no matter what your station in life or your line of work, you are selling yourself. You are your brand and, of course, your product. In business, it's important to know your product, but it's more important to know yourself and what to bring to the table. People trust what's genuine. You're not out to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. No amount of money or success is worth losing your good name. So let's show people exactly who you are. I've learnt the hard way that to be successful and happy in life, we have to really be ourselves and showcase our true personalities. It's such a simple thing to say, but what a difficult thing to discover and ultimately carry out. Take note, the number one mistake you can make is watering down your true self, because you're afraid others just cannot handle the 100% you. Whatever you do, don't fall for this. Failing to speak your truth and share yourself with the world in an open, honest way is a costly miscalculation. Many people go to great lengths to hide their true selves because they fear who they are is not the person they're supposed to be. Erase all of that. You're supposed to be exactly who you are. You're supposed to be you. Rather than reaching for the stars with everything they've got, many people let self-doubt and insecurity take over. Maybe you are inexperienced, but you can still be unique. Stop comparing yourself to others and realize that while you may not have the same things others have to offer, what you do have to offer is you. And trust me, that is enough. You just need to figure out who you are and play to your strengths, whether you're an actress from the country on your first audition, an entrepreneur pitching his first startup company to a venture capital firm, or an enthusiastic and ambitious, and I imagine terrified, rookie trying to sell real estate. Your fundamental challenge is to establish other people's trust in you. And trust, after all, begins with one thing and one thing only, and that's the truth. If you want people to believe in you and in what you have to offer, you have to believe in yourself. So I say this, step out into the world as boldly and confidently as you can. Be yourself and let people see exactly who you are. And as people get to know you, share your personal story and allow your full personality to shine, people will always forgive you. They'll probably adore you for being eccentric, but they'll never forgive you if they even notice that you're being boring or inauthentic. You've heard that cliche, thinking outside the box. Well, I'm telling you, throw the box away. Forget the rules of being normal. I'm not suggesting you join the freak show, but showcase your originality. Find your points of difference. You will rise to the top in your career by being a little unconventional. If you don't believe me, consider what happens in the real estate industry. Hordes of newly licensed real estate professionals come out every year, but only a few become winners. The crazy and the happy ones, not the normal and the bitter ones, become the real superstars, the ones people will remember and recommend long after they do business with them. No matter what job, endeavour or industry you're in, the sooner you start being you and not some fabrication of what your mind thinks a successful robot from the world should act like, you will be on the road to big success. And why? Because people love being around someone who's comfortable and happy in his or her own skin. It's always a beautiful thing to watch, and it cuts through any resistance. Now let's talk about that other prickly issue, the issue of price. One of the most common objections salespeople get is about price. That's a little bit more than we were thinking about paying, or your prices are kind of high, or that's way out of our budget range. These are the typical comments I'm sure we've all heard in sales. Salespeople tend to be very aggressive in their attempts to overcome price objections, and they start straight away by beginning to drop the price just to get the sale. And more often than not, the problem is that the price issue hasn't actually been resolved and another objection comes to the surface. Sometimes it seems to be a never-ending circle of objections from the prospect. Prospects may use the price objection as an excuse not to buy, when in fact price is not actually the real issue. Think about it. You've probably said on more than one occasion yourself, "That's more than I wanted to spend." But what you really meant was, it just didn't have the functionality you were looking for, or the style just wasn't right. Or because you had no real conviction that that solution would work, and even under the best circumstances, you probably wouldn't even buy it. So sometimes the price objections are real, and sometimes they are smoke screens. As a professional salesperson, your job is to figure out which one of those it actually is. So what's the solution? Well, the first thing you must do when you hear price is an objection is to make sure that that is the real issue. You actually want to isolate it so that you don't have to deal with any other issues later on. So the trick is to ask the prospect this question. I don't know why this is, but typically when we hear that the price is too high, it's something else in the proposal that someone didn't like and not necessarily the price. Is that the case here? So now the prospect has two alternatives. They can tell you what the real objection is, or they can say that everything else is fine and it really is just about the price. If it's something other than the price, you must deal with that. If it really is price, well then you should find out how far apart you are and determine whether or not you want to be responsive. Assuming that you actually do have some flexibility, ask them what would happen if you were able to actually reach agreement on the price. If their answer is anything other than, "Well, we'll have a deal," you need to do more qualifying or actually consider walking away. So isolating the objection is very important so that you can deal with the real issue or issues. Secondarily, when the prospect declines the opportunity to be critical of other issues in the proposal, they usually start to tell you what they liked and why. When that happens, they're actually starting to sell themselves, and that helps you diffuse the price issue. Now, who'd like to get on a winning streak? When I come back, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Righto, you've been waiting. Ways to start a winning streak. Creating a winning streak can add incredible power towards your ability to get things done and drive the results you want. Imagine creating a winning streak for every major area of your life. Imagine a winning streak at work, at home, and in your health. If you put those three together, you'd be invincible. So let's have a look at each of those and give you a handful of tips that you can use in each. Let's start with work. Well, here's a tip. Make 50 sales calls every day. How about read a book every month? Write a blog post or a LinkedIn article every day. Get to work 30 minutes early every day. Let's look at a winning streak at home. Why not kiss and compliment your spouse every day? Why not read to your kids every night? Why not put your phone away from 7 until 9 p.m. every night? How about your health? Let's fire you up. Run or walk 20 minutes every other day. Do 25 push-ups every morning. Do 25 sit-ups every evening, or do yoga 2 to 3 times per week. Or if you're not that way inclined, go to the gym 3 times a week, every week. And why not bring your lunch to work every day? There are so many areas in our lives where streaks can be an asset. Why don't you find a streak and start one? There you go. That concludes this week's episode of Monday's Sales Coach. If you missed any part of this episode, then it can be found at our website, mondaysalescoach.com. And whilst you're there, make sure you connect with our newsletter. Once again, that was Monday's Sales Coach, and I'm Peter Giannoli. Thank you so much for connecting and listening to us and being a part of our team of sales champions. Until next week, go find and be you. That's mondaysalescoach.com.